Hey, this is JC from Danko Jones, and you're listening to Rockstar.
Rockstar. Podcast by Ana Isabel Rocha.
Como é que é, bebês? Bem-vindos ao Rockstar. Esta altura de verão é sempre muito complicada para eu conseguir gravar podcasts, não é? Porque a minha vida é uma loucura. E, entretanto, há tanta coisa a acontecer no mundo do rock e no mundo do metal que uma pessoa até nem sabe para onde é que se há de virar. Há muita novidade para contar aqui no Rockstar, mas hoje é um Rockstar muito especial com uma banda que vai regressar a Portugal no próximo dia 14 de outubro. Vão estar em Lisboa, no Lisboa ao Vivo. E eu sempre achei que... como ele é o frontman da banda, eu achei que era o Danko Jones, mas eu acho que não, eu acho que é a banda, não é? Os Danko Jones. Eles são canadianos, já cá estiveram várias vezes, têm uma comunidade de fãs muito grande cá em Portugal. Lançaram um álbum novo recentemente, tem mais ou menos um ano, chama-se Electric Sounds. E então vão estar aqui à conversa comigo e com a comercial. Falei precisamente com o John Calabrese, é assim meio italiano, ele tem a família em Itália, é o baixista dos Danko Jones, e disponibilizou-se então para conversar um bocadinho. Eu preparei uma entrevista tipo para 10 minutos, porque eu achei que ia ser uma coisa rápida. Às vezes as bandas, como fazem assim muito expressos, não é? De seguida, acabam por não ter muito tempo. E quando me disseram antes da entrevista, a malta da Prime: ah, olha, tens 20 minutos de entrevista. Eu pensei: ah, diabo, não fiz tantas perguntas e não estava preparada para isso. Eu preparei a entrevista milimetricamente, foi muito giro, porque eu fui pesquisar as músicas do álbum novo, apá, e vi que os títulos das músicas são muito fixe. E então tentei em cada pergunta meter o título da música, assim como se nada fosse. E às tantas ali a meio, vocês vão perceber que ele vai perceber, tipo, ah, I know what you're doing. E isso foi muito engraçado ele ter dado por isso. Mas isto para dizer que estava naquela, tipo, ok, vão ser 10 minutos, falar basicamente sobre o álbum novo, sobre o regresso a Portugal. Epá, mas o John é inacreditável. E a entrevista deve ter para aí uns 20 minutos, na boa. E eu ficava mais uma hora a conversar com ele, porque a conversa estava tão fluida, que nós estávamos a fazer aqui alguns testes de som e já estávamos a conversar um com o outro. Portanto, a entrevista vai arrancar assim, é um bocadinho da nossa conversa em off, e depois então a entrevista. Danko Jones, em exclusivo, aqui no Rockstar, a partir de agora.
Rockstar.
You have to learn.
Oh,
okay.
Falamos um pouco do português.
Okay, so I have family in Italy, near Milano.
Oh, okay. I'm Milano, okay.
Yeah, Varese.
I have my Italian family, they live now in near Faro.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
Yeah. So I was gonna come visit, but soon enough I come. So.
Yeah, you managed to come here sooner.
Yeah. It's really lovely there, so.
So, let's talk about your career, your latest album, everything. So, hi, John. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
And welcome to Portugal again.
Oh, lovely to be back. Can't wait to, you know, be in Portugal.
I know you have it's family here.
Yes, I have. My compadre lives out near Faro, so I'm hopefully soon enough I'll go and visit.
Yeah,
I've been there for a few years now, so... Yeah, it's really lovely there, so.
It is. So, guess who's back? You're back.
We're always back, even though we never went away.
Yeah, it's true. So, how's this coming back for you?
It's great. We have a new, we're going to be doing a new tour, and we're coming to Portugal, and guess who's back's the opening track of our...
Yeah, it is.
...latest release, Electric Sound, so we thought it was a fitting way to call... this tour, which we're doing, and we're excited to be on the road and to come there.
And are you excited for many reasons, of course, and you have family here, to be back in Portugal?
Always beautiful to be in Portugal. You know, we've have so many, you know, growing. I was spent lots of years in Toronto, so I was actually living in a Portuguese neighborhood. So it's you know, lots of people that worked on our record.
What's the name of the place? What's the name?
Little Portugal.
Oh, Little Portugal. That's cool.
So yeah, you'd have all the paredes. You go across the street, you get the bakery. You know, it's we can watch football there with everybody. So it was pretty funny. So
So you know,
and there's also Little Italy, and yeah. So I was, it was kind of Little Italy, Little Portugal. I was right in the middle of it, and felt comfortable.
So
it was good. And of course, there's lots of Brazilians there too. So yeah. it's a big mixing pot, melting pot of cultures in Toronto, but definitely the Portuguese culture is pretty prevalent, and there's lots of great cooking there, like lots of piri-piri and stuff like that.
So the piri-piri. You like the piri-piri?
Yeah.
I hate the piri-piri. I don't like it.
But it's there. It's there, and it's good. And it's fine. Even where we had our old rehearsal space, there was like La Star restaurant, and mm-hmm. they only spoke Portuguese. So I told the guys, you guys got to go eat there. And they're like, yeah, but they don't understand what I talk. I'm like, yeah, why do they understand you? Because I talk Italian. And yeah. Like, nah, I thought the signor, you don't okay.
Yeah, because it's totally similar. Fine. Yeah.
It's really similar. And it was funny. When we flew over to Europe, we ended up flying to Portugal. The signora from the restaurant was there. I'm like, hi, signora. Oh. So it was super nice. Then after when I went back there.
You know our famous pastries. Pastel de nata.
Yeah, yeah, the round ones. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, those are there all the time. Oh my God. You got to keep those away from me.
I'm going to grab some for you.
Oh, I can just... I can't, because in Toronto you can get the like 6 or 12.
Yeah, I know.
Can just eat 6. You can just eat them. They're just, it's non-ending, so it's good.
I know, they're amazing.
But then it's really good, the bacalao, how they prepare, mm-hmm. the Portuguese prepare the bacalao, so it's really, really good, so.
I know. And besides food, which are like the most good memories that you have from Portugal?
I mean, we were lucky to play in different places in Portugal. From, I remember we played at Paredes de Cora.
Yes, the big festival.
Yeah. So I remember we came the year after the incident that happened with Nickelback, where they got.
I know, I was there the year before. I know, and the Slipknot fans, I was there.
Yeah, it was a Slipknot fan. But the year that we were there, we were actually with a band from the UK, Cathedral, who we're really big fans of. So we got to meet Lee and the band Cathedral, mm-hmm. and we are friends to this day. So Portugal, we started off a lot of friendships there, it's always been great to be back. And last time we were in Lisbon was with Volbeat.
And what were you afraid that time in Paredes de Cora when you were there?
No.
You were not scared.
Never afraid.
Okay. Yeah, because of the incident, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it, and when you hear it's like the Slipknot fans, and you're like, okay. But for us, we're lucky because we're not that famous. We get the pass. People will kind of be like, "What's going on?" And then once they hear us, they're like, okay, rock and roll band.
And so. It was a one-time thing, so never happened again.
Yeah, it was memorable to me to remember it because we're like, "Oh, we're gonna play Paredes de Cora."
Yeah,
and that's what. Somebody said, like, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, I guess, it was many years ago.
Yeah.
I would say over 15 years ago.
Like 20, yeah. 20 years or something.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yes.
Feels like yesterday. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it is. So last time you were here in Portugal, in Lisbon, I think, was before the pandemic, 2019. I think.
Yeah, I believe it was with the Volbeat.
Okay, so what changed for you over the past 4 years?
Oh, I mean, the pandemic definitely changed a lot of things for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I tried to make the best out of the situation, and in terms of music, mm-hmm. I remember like everybody kind of didn't know what was happening and whatnot. So with the guys, I just kind of kept pushing them. And then we kind of, that situation helped us create a positive way to make music with online stuff. So, you know, I think you always have to be productive with situations that happen, and, you know, you can look back and go, oh, that was terrible. That was that, but you have to roll with it, and you know, it is what it is. But after the pandemic, then I ended up actually moving to Europe to be closer to my family. My wife's family's in Finland. That's where I live. And my mother lives in Italy. So that's one thing. You kind of realize, hey, I'm so far away from from being around family, and you want to be around immediate family. So that's that. But it was, I mean, like with everybody, when you start hearing, I remember when all these things started coming, live stream concert. I'm like, oh no, this is terrible. This is not, this is not good. This is awful. And the last show that we actually played was in, it was a small pub in Huntington Beach, California. And I remember it because it was tiny place and the PA was kind of broken. You know, it was pub kind of, kind of whatnot. And then
like old school,
like old school. And I was just kind of, that day that we were playing it, I was just, we had, cause we didn't have a room to relax. So I was sitting in the van, like, you know, after you tour for 25 years and you're sitting in the van, you're kind of going, oh,
again.
Again. But then for like a year and a half, I kept going, oh my God, I would play 100 of those concerts.
I know.
Like, you know, I was just thinking.
I know, because you miss that.
It just really makes you miss that. And you, it really makes you appreciate the stuff. So when you don't, you know, when you have, like, there's an old Italian saying, too much is like nothing.
Yeah.
So when you don't have something, you realize that it's what it is. And the, like, it's just the small things that matter, like the interaction with people. I think it's really important. Yeah. We play music and it's how people feel when you're playing the music, because it's just, you know, we're there to entertain them. We're there to, for 1 hour or 45 minutes that you watch us, whatever.
Yeah.
If you forget your day and you have a smile on your face, then we did a good job.
Yeah.
Then that's it.
So. It's true. It's true. And now you have a new album. You have a new tour. Are you having a good time?
Always having a good time. Like I just said, I mean, now that we get to play in front of people and get to, because it's, I think music and being in a band is really having that connection with an audience and having a connection with the people listening to the music, because ultimately playing live is really a great, it's just something that's been there before I started it, and I can see it keep being there. So
this new, for us is new, and your latest record sounds very electric, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really proud of it. And it's just, we were excited to do it. And
because you stay true to your sound, you know, you stay true to your core.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
We don't try to, at this point, we're not going to put the audience that listens to our band, we're not going to be like, oh, we've decided to experiment with the accordion on this record, with the flute.
That's a Portuguese thing.
Nothing bad against the, not against the poor accordion or anything, but, you know, we're not going to take the audience on a roller coaster ride of self-discovery or some sort of interpretation. It's rock and roll. It should be simple. It should be, you know,
raw,
fun, and raw and whatnot. And I think there is I always say this about, like, Danko when he writes the lyrics and stuff, there's something that's very, very difficult to make something simple sound simple all the time that people relate to. So it's really, you know, it's like, cause it's, and nowadays it's like 14 seconds. People listen, the attention span, like that. And that's it. And we just played a show in Copenhagen over the weekend, and over the weekend. And then this gentleman drove us back at the end of the night, and then he got out at the very end. He goes, I want to thank you. I'm like, oh, for what? He goes, I took my 14-year-old kid to see your last show, which was last year there, and he's always listened to electronic music, but he saw you, and now he listens to rock music. He got it. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's really, like, you know, I'm like, and then I go, was he the kid that was there? He's like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, yeah, you gave him a pick last time. I go, yeah, I gave him one tonight. I didn't know. And he goes, oh, I know.
It's the universe. Like, yeah. And less is more. Just, yeah. And in rock, less is more. You don't need to complicate.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, for us, we're a three piece. The drummer has two drums. Three drums, a snare, kick drum, and the floor tom. So it's kind of empty. If something breaks down or doesn't work, the audience is going to see it. So it's just, you're kind of riding this really thin line of chaos, which makes it fun and beautiful. Yeah.
I think it's pretty beautiful. Yeah. Love electric sound. So tell me your top three of your new album, your favorite three songs.
You know what? Good Time, because it's really fun and it's a great song to play live. And going back to what we were just saying, you can just see the crowd sing it back to you and them having that, just having a good time. So that's a great one. Then I really liked how the title track came out, Electric Sounds, because, it was fun because I remember, because I pretty much work on all the songs here, and this is my little studio where I'm sitting, and I get them in an idea format, and then they work out to what they are, and so that's another one. And then which other one that's great? I guess... I guess the Guess Who's Back is a great track.
I love
track.
That.
That was,
it's the first really one, and it's, it's like the welcome track.
Yeah, and it was the one that we kind of, we had, because we live in different parts of the world, that was a song that we had a rehearsal where we were all together in Berlin, we were writing some ideas for the song, and that was the first idea that came, and pretty much nothing changed from it. We just edited it, and that was that.
So that was the first song that you had for this record.
If not the first, it was one of the earlier batches that came about, and it is just really, we have another song in our catalog called Cadillac, which is just one riff and really simple. So when we were there, we were just chatting. We're like, yeah, we should have something with that beat, just simple, and then. Sure enough, we tried that, and I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you've been playing for almost 30 years now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there are a lot of bands, a lot of egos. How do you manage to have a long career like yours? Cause it's a stiff competition.
It is. I like what you did there.
Yeah, I'm doing that with all of my questions.
It definitely is. And in a way, you have to just keep working at it. And, you know, you constantly have to work. It's funny because people ask me, like, oh, you were touring. Now you must have time off. I'm like, no, constantly doing stuff. Like, there's always stuff to do. And if you don't push yourself to do new music and, you know, keep doing that, then you're not gonna be able to, you know,
to improve yourself.
What you're doing. To challenge yourself, definitely. So you have to treat it like a job. It's not like we don't treat it like, oh, we're going to have divine inspiration now that it's like, you get up, you have to do this. Like, you have to.
Because you like and what then, you do. You're having a good time. Yeah. It is your job.
Yeah, it is your job.
Of course.
And so you have to work away for it. And but yeah, we just keep doing it. And part of it is we're stubborn because a lot of people told us that
you're not
going to be able to do it. It's like, you know, people in Canada at the beginning of our career, like, oh, you guys should maybe, you know, do add some of this element here. I'm like, no, we're going to stick to this.
And too many opinions.
We really stuck to our guns. And then, you know, like years later, we were able to tour with bands who we looked up to, who became our friends, mm-hmm. who are now our peers. So it's mm-hmm. kind of, when you look, when you think, when I think like that, I'm like, wow.
Because you believed in yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, that's, it's something that the audience is not dumb. They can see.
Yeah.
And when they see they see the energy between three people on the stage, like I said, it's very empty. They're going to know. And I've seen bands where I'm like, oh my God, they hate each other. What are they doing?
Yeah, I know.
And but, I've been in the backstages playing with some bands. I'm like, they have 12 buses.
Oh God.
Everyone travels different. Everyone has their own room. Nobody talks to each other.
Yeah. They are not friends. Like, you know, it's only a business, maybe.
Yeah. And then that's kind of when it becomes only the business. So I guess to answer your question in short, we were lucky not to make enough money to keep doing this out of hunger.
But
so
you're
that's
happy.
My final answer.
You're happy and you're having a good time. And you're here for almost 30 years. That's a long career.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, definitely.
In rock, it's a long career. You're coming back to Portugal, to Lisbon, on 14th October.
Yes.
Are you going to shake our city?
We will shake. Again, I love what you did there. Yes, we will be shaking Lisbon, and we really look forward to coming to. Is it Lisboa ao vivo?
That's how Lisboa ao vivo, yes.
Lisboa ao vivo, perfect. Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to coming to that, and...
it's a very cool spot. I've been there for many shows, and it's pretty awesome. You're gonna love the energy of Lisboa.
And we're looking forward to some pastéis de nata.
I'm gonna bring some to you. I promise. I'm gonna tell Ruth, she's listening to the interview, and I'm gonna bring you some pastéis de nata from Belém, the most famous ones. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Nice cafe and pastéis de nata, then that's it.
It's going to be your dinner. So, and are you prepared?
Lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
And brunch too. And brunch too, yeah. Are you prepared to feel the Portuguese heat?
Yes. Oh, it's. I grew up in Calabria, so.
Oh, okay, so you're used to.
Yeah, I'm used to
warm weather. And okay, so, you know, we're waiting for you, of course.
Thank
Can you.
You
leave?
Well, I guess we see you. We see you at the show.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, of course.
Okay, great,
it's going to be my first time seeing you guys. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, fantastic.
But I'm going to see
no
you
worries.
This time.
That's good that we've been doing it for this long, so.
Yeah,
then you get the chance to come and see. That's how it goes.
Thank you so much for having me in your show. So can you leave a message to Portuguese fans?
Yes, well, come and watch us. Even though it's a Monday night, it'll be like a New Year's Eve rock show for you. So, we're looking forward to seeing everyone and playing our rock and roll music for you.
For a person like me who never seen you before, how's your show?
I've heard people say that it's the best show they've ever seen, but I've never seen it.
So
I've only played it. So that's what I'm a little bit stuck. But it's a high energy rock and roll show, no frills rock and roll. It's just, you know, in the vein of old school Kiss, Motorhead, AC/DC, Thin Lizzy. If you like those bands, then, you know, that's what we're gonna serve up, and there's definitely not anything that other than that kind of a feeling and vibe going on for the night.
Rockstar.
Oh, muito simpático, muito querido mesmo, boa onda. Foi uma conversa, não foi uma entrevista. Não tivesse eu a fazer perguntas e não era de facto uma entrevista. Era mesmo uma conversa muito gira que eu adorei ter com o JC. Com o John Calabresi, que se auto-intitula JC. Eu não sabia que essa era a alcunha dele. Pronto, já fiquei a saber. E vou ter que levar pastéis de nata para o concerto na próxima segunda-feira, dia 14. Está combinado, vai ser o pequeno almoço, o almoço, o lanche e o jantar do homem. Vai ter que ser. Vou levar assim umas caixas valentes para a banda toda, porque eles precisam, que eles gastam muita energia em cima do palco. No dia 14 de outubro, então, o Danko Jones ao vivo no Lisboa, ao vivo no LAV. Encontramo-nos lá e também até ao próximo Rockstar. Um beijinho arrojado.
Rockstar Podcast by Ana Isabel Arrocha.